when you start me up. Start me up, I'll never stop.
Let's get never it stop. Started and ha. Let's get it started and ha. You know, the real version of this song, you can't even say anymore. It'd be canceled, that song. You know that? The R word?
The Black Eyed Peas, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Let's get the R word. I can't even say it in here, even though it is like an actual like scientific word or whatever label.
Do you want me to say the word? Do you want me to say the word? I'll say it.
I just, sure. If it's
retarded.
Let's in the right context, because we're not calling, like, we're not saying it in an offensive way. That is an actual term. But yeah, that's what they said back in the day. Now, if you said that, damn, you're getting canceled.
You're going to be Sean Avery. You're going to get canceled like Sean Avery was last week.
Sean got canceled?
Did you not see that? He got dropped from his podcasting platform.
Wait, what?
Yes. Actually, this is something I did have penciled in to talk about. Do you want to get into it in a little bit, or do you want to do it right off the hop?
Let's just chat about it quick, and then we'll enter into the openings.
So, Sean Avery has a podcast, No Gruffs Given. I love it. It's one of my favorite podcasts because he just, excuse my language, he doesn't give a damn. He says whatever he wants.
Trev, so you didn't swear.
I saved myself at the last
You're like, excuse my language, but he does not give a darn.
I feel like I was James Reimer for a second. James Reimer doesn't swear. And so whenever James Reimer gets mad, he goes, oh, jeepers creepers, guys. Holy jeez, gosh darn. This is a true story. Confirmed by Rob from Butt Ends, who played with Reimer for a year.
Some people don't swear.
He was from where I played junior in Arburg. A great guy for the community, James Reimer. Anyway, so... Sean Avery has a podcast, did about 70 episodes with Action Park Media, ended up moving over to a new company, had a video podcast and everything, did an episode talking about the Ukraine, Russia, and his political opinions on it last week, canceled, podcast is done, sponsors are no longer going, so he had to backpedal. This is actually about two and a half weeks ago, and today he released a new episode going back to his original podcasting platform, and he's starting all over, he's starting fresh again.
On his own or back with Action Park?
Back with Action Park. Back with Action Park.
They just
Park.
Took him back. They're Despy. We should reach out to them, man.
I did. I emailed Avery today. Oh, sorry, Action Park. I haven't reached out to them yet, but I did email Avery again today about getting him on the podcast. Also, a couple news for while we're on it.
But
Jose Theodore, one of my idols growing up, potentially going to come on the podcast. Justin Pogge, one of the, I would say, biggest busts in Leafs history, potentially interested in coming on the podcast. Probably not after what I just said right there, but. On the table, Lawson McDonald, the hockey guys, interested in coming on. We also got Hugo Alphonet, played for the Tampa Bay Lightning, goalie for this year. Unreal dude. Coming the summer, we got Garrett Sparks, Peter Mraz,
who iced me again. Is he the Sparks? Is the guy who owns the Sharpener, right?
No, he doesn't own that company. That's different, Sparks.
Okay, sorry.
But yeah, lots of exciting guests coming up in the near future.
Before we move on from Avery, what is the reason that he got canceled?
He shared his political beliefs and opinions on what is going on in the whole Ukraine-Russia situation. I'm not going to comment on it, but
yeah.
In this world, you are entitled to a free opinion unless it is different from everybody else's. Then you are not allowed a free opinion anymore. I will leave it at that. We could be here for a while talking about. I know Pat doesn't want to talk about politics. I'm kind of tired of it. There's too much on the news. I want to talk to you a little bit of hockey. We're going to talk about some positive things today.
Yeah.
Speaking of positive, we recorded a full half hour podcast before we started, and then I realized I wasn't recording jack shit. We had to restart. I'm excited. We get a nice little warm up. You know, it's kind of like during the season. You go out, you get a nice 20 minute warm up. You get the legs moving. And then we go to the game. This is how I feel. We got to warm up.
You warm up for the warm up. And you go into the game, you warm up off the ice for the warm up on the ice, which is for the game on the ice, which is all just a warm up for the party after the game. So life is full of warm ups.
With you and the missus afterwards giving her the bone saw back.
And you have to warm up for that too.
Actually, you know what? So I just a transition real quick. I was thinking to myself the other day, because I know you like to bug me all the time that I haven't seen my family basically since July, and I'm going to be going home.
I bug you that you haven't had sex since July. I don't care. I haven't seen your family, which just sucks too. Like, I do want you to see your family and share those moments, but I always give you shit because you haven't had sex since July. I think that's hilarious.
Yes, I have not. I was going to get to that. anyway, I'm going home in less than 3 weeks, and I've been telling my lady I'm going to be giving her the bone hammer the second I come home. I was thinking to myself, physically, some things have changed for me since I left, and I'm not talking about getting the dick flu. I'm talking about the hips have seized up a little bit. The knees in worse shape coming home than what it was before. So when we want to do the things and say the words, I'm going to have to get on the mat. I'm going to have to roll out, get the lacrosse ball. I'm going to have to get my bands. I'm going to have to stretch my hammies. I'm going to have to do my mobility routine. The missus wants to get it on. I'm not ready. And it made me think, doing the business at this point in my life at 25, mm-hmm. when I'm from the hips down broken, is a lot like goaltending, right? You go to a stick and puck skate. All the shooters like, come on, take some shots. Bro, I'm going to go. I'm going to stretch. I'm going to warm up. I'm going to take care of me. And then I'm going to take some shots. I'm not going in cold. I got to take care of the body first before we have any injuries. We don't need to blow a knee out or something here.
Absolutely. I post game sometimes, like, because obviously you're dehydrated. Like, I cramp. So, like, I'll be, doing the biz, the dirty, the biscuits. I'll slang and biscuit. Let's just call it that. And my hamstring will cramp. I'll get stuck. And, like, I'll flop and fall into her.
Now, hold on. What is worse? What is worse? A hamstring or a calf cramp in the middle of the night?
Ooh. A calf. Well, that's different. Like, depending on the type of cramp. Like, I actually had a... post game, I wasn't having sex during this, but I had the really bad cramps where your muscles get stuck together?
Oh, yeah.
And it, like, you can feel it moving. It happened to my thigh after a game, and that was so painful. And you have to, like, stretch it out, like, physically move it back, and it's the weirdest feeling ever. That's way more painful.
I haven't had one of those. I'm talking about the ones you're sleeping in the middle of the night, you're sound asleep, and then you wake up because your calf or something is cramping. Mm. And it's one of those ones where, like, if you stretch it out, it makes it worse. If you leave it, it gets worse. And you just have to sit there and wait about, 40 seconds, 30 seconds, and just be like, I hope this goes away because it hurts. And then when it goes away, it feels great. And then you got to go with some water in you, but it's just
I'm not a calf cramper.
I'm a calf cramper. I got tight calves.
Interesting. I'm definitely thighs, hammies. I often also after the sex, I'll often crack my hip. I'll like pop it like an old man and stretch out my hips. I get a lot of like laughs and weird looks when I do that. That's for sure. It's like, what are you doing? Just popping hips, you know?
Just doing. Gotta stay loose. Gotta take care of the body.
You have to stay limber for when you're older and younger.
I am gonna sound like such an old man. When you lose your health, you lose everything. You can have everything in the world. If you're not healthy, life sucks. I'm 25. You might think I'm 65. Let's move on. Speaking of 25, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Pat Shea is turning 25 on Friday, March the 25th. I would like to take this opportunity to wish him a very happy birthday. It has been a pleasure to get to know you on a personal level as a friend the last year doing this podcast together. I hope you have a great birthday. We are going to be the same age, 25, together for about 3 months before I turn 26 in June. Not about me, it's about you. I hope you have a great game on Friday. I hope you chuck some knucks. Hope you bury some guy in the corner, get a goal. Maybe an assist, get a Gordy. That'd be great. And I want to wish you nothing but the best. A happy birthday, despite the fact that your Wikipedia page says that you died in 1976.
It does.
The true Pat Shea fans will know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. No, I am turning 25, and thank you, Trav. I am turning 25 Friday, which is my golden birthday, March 25th. I'm turning 25, and it's a weird one, because now I'm like, I'm officially halfway through 20s, and then I started kind of like, damn, I'm getting old, you know? I kind of had that thought process. But then I was feeling pretty down about it, and then last night, randomly, I just had this light go off, and I'm like, 25. I'm like, wait, that's 25 is really young. I still have half of my 20s left. And then I thought back to when I was 20. I was like, think about how much shit I can get done in 5 years. I think about where I was 5 years ago. You know, I'm still still young and spry, even though Wikipedia does say that I died in the 70s. And that Pat Shea was born in 1911. And played in the NHL in 1931-32 season for 10 games with the Chicago Blackhawks. So, as of now, I guess that Pat Shea might be better than me. Up for discussion, I think. Arguments. But yeah.
Leave a comment down below in the comment section on the YouTube video version. Maybe send us a DM on Instagram or something if you're listening in the car at the bottom of your squad. We'd like to hear Pat Shea 1932. Pat Shea today. The guy in 1932 had a cup of coffee, cup of Joe in the show. about 5'9", 180 pounds, yeah. About 10 pounds lighter, 2 inches shorter than current day Pat Shea. However, apparently this guy lived through the Titanic. He was on the Titanic. He survived it. So,
yeah, spread crazy that. World. Pat Shea lived room. Through the Titanic and World War II.
Yeah, WW1 and WW2. Dude, and I'm soon to be WW3.
Okay, that, leave it there. That Pat Shea was better than me. The shit he went through. My God. Good for him. Good for him. He was pretty young when he died, though. He was under 70. Damn. Poor guy.
Short guys live longer than tall guys. I'll tell you that right now. I will be dead before you are.
More blood to flow, to pump.
More
the
blood
body.
To flow. It's got to go. We have the same heart. Apparently, I read this online. I don't know if this is true. Apparently, most people have very similar size hearts. So whether you're, 5'6" Brody True, 5'11" Pat Shea, or 6'5" me, your heart is the similar size. It's got to pump more blood, keep things going. The shelf life isn't the same. So we may be clocking a little bit early on this side of the podcast, but that's okay. We're going to make it a great time on the podcast for you.
I crack up that you just said Brody.
What, Mr. True?
He's now your short guy.
I don't know anybody else who's. I'm gonna get some shit. I don't have any short friends, to be honest with you. Mostly because they probably hate me because I'm so tall.
Yeah, you're a dick.
I did find out the other day. Apparently, only it's between 3 and 4. 3 to 4% of the entire male population on this planet is 6'2" or taller.
Yeah,
that's it. Apparently, I didn't know this. I thought, dude.
Yeah, you're like the average man is 5'9".
I didn't know that. I thought that like you were. Short.
Yeah, no, but nice. in hockey, I'm short. Like I'm on the shorter side and in hockey, but I'm taller than the average man, which is funny. I notice it if I'm out at a bar, I'll notice that I am taller than the average man. But when I'm with my hockey friends, like I feel so short, like Ed's 6'4", you know what I mean? It's like the guys on the team, the average is probably more like 6'1" in hockey.
You know, I don't know if it's the same in the player community, but in the goalie community, there's a lot of bias towards having big goalies, right? Like the fad began, I guess, in the mid-2000s, where like you had to have a big goalie. It didn't matter if they could stop a puck. You can't teach size.
Yeah.
It's kind of gone down a little bit, but there's still that stigma that you have to be a big guy, which obviously I'm 6'5". I have no problem with that because it benefits me. I'm biased, right? That's obviously.
It's a big thing.
It's a big thing. I didn't realize... Until I saw the stat that only 4% of the male population is 6'2 or taller, and that the NHL scouts will not touch a goalie that is shorter than 6'2". Like Cali Klang, 6'2", he is the minimum cutoff to be
it's
drafted.
It's rare.
Which
it's very rare.
I didn't
rare.
Realize that.
I so looked it up.
There's like 60 or 96% of men who are ineligible to be drafted as an NHL goalie because they're not tall enough to NHL scout standards. I didn't realize that. Now I feel... almost a little privileged that I'm so tall. You know what I mean? I mean, I am. It's a blessing to be so big.
It's not that it's like illegal. They'll make an exception if you're good enough, but they don't entertain it as much. It's like they know you take up more than that. There is that sweet spot. Like 6'2", 6'3" is kind of that, like that's like the sweet spot. They like that 6'3", 6'3" area for a goalie.
Yeah. Do you see the Instagram reel I posted of Lassinantti, the Luleå goalie, who's like 5'9" yesterday or no?
No. Wait, yeah, yes, okay. I did in the SHL. Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Okay, so he's 5'9". Basically every single goalie in the league outside of him is like 6'2", 6'3", 6'5". And then everybody comes and is like, you can be short and you can succeed. You absolutely can. You can be 5'2" and you can succeed. The name of the game in goaltending is to stop the puck. A big guy at, let's say, a 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", statistically speaking, percentage wise, covers more net than a guy at 5'9". You can be better at 5'9" than the guy at 6'5", but you have to find a way to cover the net better with less size. You see what I'm saying? Like it's a tough thing to do. Like it's almost like the big guys have to prove they can't play, like me, and then the small guys have to prove that they can play.
Yeah, your boy Enroth is 5'10".
Yes, he is. He is an outlier.
He's the outlier. I'm looking at an article from 2014, the goalies, and it's like there are 40 goalies who are 6'2" and taller.
I think the average has gone down to about 6'1.5" in the NHL now, but I think you only have like three or four that are shorter than 6 feet. Like you don't, like they're very, very rare to come by.
You don't see it. You don't see it often.
Yeah. It's interesting. Anyway, shall we transition topics here?
Yes.
Season has come to an end for me. I know Pat's season is going to be ending potentially in about 3 weeks, give or take. If you don't make the playoffs, maybe a couple more if you do make the playoffs. But
yeah,
you're going to be a free agent at the end of the season. I am currently a free agent. We're going to talk all about Pat's free agency next month when it comes up. But for here on episode 52 of Slinging the Biscuit, we're talking about where is old Uncle Trav going? What is Trav going to do? Why is he talking to the third person? Where is he? Who is he? What does he do? Why am I retiring?
Why is he?
First off, a lot of messages recently. Am I retiring? Let's debunk this. No, I am not going to retire because I can't afford to retire.
Rats.
Not because I want to. I can't financially afford to. I need to keep making money because I'm broke.
Yeah,
this is why we do this podcast.
100%.
Options for next year. So I set aside about 4 weeks to do tryouts with different teams from the end of the season till now. Reason being is that the more towards the end of that 4 weeks we get, the more likely I'm going to find teams, because in Europe we play relegation and advancement. And if you're in North America, you have no idea how that works. Basically, Pat plays for a trophy, right? You guys have a championship trophy, some type of some type of trophy you play for. In Europe, we don't have that. We have advancement, we have relegation. So if you're really, really, really good, you advance to the next league, the next division, and you make more money. You can just, the opportunities are endless when you continue to go up. If you suck and you're dog shit, you go down and you get to a relegation pool to go down. Now, the way it works is that usually two teams that are trying to go up will compete in a best or in an 8-team tournament with six teams that are going to potentially come down. The bottom two in that tournament go down. The top six go up. So there's a way to like advance and relegate. This year it's different. They want to change the divisions all over Sweden next year. So they're only taking two teams up, and six teams are coming down to where I play this year. So a lot of teams are very on the edge right now. There's actually, surprisingly, there's a lot of teams, or a couple teams at least, that are potentially going to get relegated, that have had terrible seasons and have fired their coaching staff and tried to bring in a new coaching staff just for the relegation tournament. There's one team that they had a coach who played, I think, in the SHL at one point, fired him and brought in some like U15 coach. Like, that team is definitely getting relegated now. I don't know why you would do that. But so far in the week and a half that I've been here, there have been no offers to skate with any teams that have been kind of hanging low, kind of taking some time off. I do have an offer that we're kind of working on right now to go to Germany next week. There's a team, Oberliga 3. I think it's Oberliga 3. It's like a touch above where I'm playing, if not similar, something like that. Common and Hahn, is it worth it going over to spend $500, $1,000 to go there for a couple of days for a tryout? Is there a way to do that and then bounce around a couple other tryouts? Just kind of make it worth my while to, instead of going to skate once or twice for like $1,000. It's not really financially smart, especially, you know, my neck of the woods. The relegation is playing a little bit in that. Obviously, I'm looking for a Division 2 backup job. And if you're on the verge of getting relegated, you're probably not worrying about getting a backup goalie for next season, right? Like, you have way bigger fish to fry than that. So nothing's come up yet. I have a feeling I'm going to have a very busy last week that I'm here. That's when the relegation is done. And all these teams are going to be like, come here. And I'm going to be doing like the whole world tour for the last couple of days. I have a feeling. Probably not much until then, but just kind of a wait and see. Although,
stay tuned.
I don't know if I'm supposed to say this. I'm going to say this because nobody listens to this podcast. My agent informed me North America is not an option for right now. I'd like to stay in Sweden or Norway, specifically Scandinavia. We might venture Germany or France, but we'd like to stay in Scandinavia. If nothing comes up that we're happy with, SP and or Fed bouncing between there is going to be the play for next season. So that's kind of exciting. I love the South. Do you like the Southern states, or do you like the East Coast? I know you're an East Coast boy.
I've been to Florida. I love Florida. I think it's a great spot.
I know they're in the South, but like, I don't think Florida counts like the down home South. I'm talking like Alabama. We're talking Georgia. We're talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have not been there. I just want to point out that people do watch this podcast, Trav. You know, you just said, you know, people don't listen to this podcast, so I'm going to say that. We did find out the hard way.
Jacob people Markstrom do. Listens to the podcast.
Well, yeah, not that, necessarily that's why him, but a friend of a friend, maybe.
And it, yeah.
He got a hold.
should we discuss that or a different day?
No, I don't even think we need to. But no. We did say there was something said, and he knew. He found out.
He wasn't happy about it, and he reached out to old Uncle Trav. I got a message request, Jacob Markstrom with a blue check mark. I'm like, oh, shit. Because I've DM'd him like 3 or 4 times since I've been to Sweden. I'm like, yes, this blue check mark has finally gotten me to the top of his request, and he's responding, and maybe he'll come on the podcast because I've asked him before. And he did message about the podcast, just not about coming on.
He had a moment last night. He speared someone.
I saw that.
Yeah, that was intense. You gotta be careful. You might get you.
He's gonna. What was the quote? You sent me that, and what was the quote? I said. That's probably what he wanted to do to me after he heard the podcast.
Something like that. Yeah. But before we get too distracted on your situation, is your goal to like ideally? Would you want to play in Europe or would you want to play in the States?
You know, I've just Sweden and I'm saying Sweden, Norway, and Denmark because they're very similar in Scandinavia, like Sweden specifically, but like it's like San Francisco or Los Angeles, I think is Sweden to Norway or Sweden to Denmark, like just very similar neck of the woods, and like it's become my home. It really has. Like when I picture myself at home, this might sound kind of sad. I picture myself in Gothenburg, Sweden. Like, I don't picture myself in Winnipeg, Manitoba anymore. Right. I'm really happy living here. I'm happy being here. And I think that in my neck of the woods for hockey, you have to think, okay, if hockey doesn't go well next season, let's say, and some shit happens and I'm in the weeds and I'm really unhappy, am I going to enjoy living there? And the answer is yes. I love living here. If I was, playing in the, you know, the Estonian Super League and I'm on suicide watch 6 nights of the week because I hate living there, probably not going to be a great place to play. Like I want to enjoy living there. I love the food. I love the culture. I love the language. I know a couple words in Swedish, not many, but I just love everything about being here. It's kind of my home. So that's why I want to stick in Sweden. I am open-minded though. I am open-minded to any options. If Adrian says to me, hey, this is a good option. This is good for you. This is something that we should do for next year. I will do it because he has the final sign-off, right? Like he's more educated than I am. But yeah, I want to go Sweden. I want to go Norway or Denmark.
I like it. I mean, it seems like a fun time over there. It's more chill and good for content. Definitely.
It's more, I would disagree with that. If let's say I sign the Fed, I'm just pulling a team out of my ass, the Birmingham Bulls or the Roanoke Rail Dogs or Rail Yard Dogs, Rail Dogs, whatever they're called. Yeah. And I'm bouncing from there to the Fed, from the Fed back. If I'm bouncing back and forth and there's crazy shit going on every night, that would sell. Would I even be able to film it, or would they beat me up in the parking lot and smash my cameras?
That's what I'm saying. So I've skated with a few people who play in the Fed, and I've heard stories about the Fed. When I say like Europe sounds super chill, it means like the coaches, the players, everyone's more loose. Like the coast, the N, it's very serious. It's a job. It's very much a job. It's a very serious like culture from what I've heard. And seeing in Europe, it's more laid back, still taken serious, still a job, but it's more laid back and chill, like you're having fun more. Like, I don't know. Either way, they're more acceptable with the camera. From what I've heard in the Fed now, from people who get sent down there, you get, like I had a friend, he's like, he was in the SB, gets sent down to the Fed, and like they don't even talk to him. They don't even speak to him. They're not introducing themselves, like in the locker room. It's like the veterans are miserable. It's like they're fighting. They want their like paycheck, like, you know, they want to be the player. And if you're there, it's like, nah, fuck you. You're like they don't really give you the time of day. It's like a really weird, intense culture.
I think the reason, like you just mentioned, the reason why I love Sweden so much is in the culture here, you kind of, at least I have found, and maybe just people don't tell this to my face because they see my haircut and they're like, stay away from that guy. Stay 7 feet away from that guy. But they're more accepting of you as a person. Like, I can have my cameras around or whatever. I can have my mullet. I can dress the way that I am. My arms, you know, my sleeves cut off. And they just accept me for who I am. They're like, you know, Trav's a good guy. He's good-hearted. yeah, he does some things that maybe, you know, a little bit out there, but, you know, he's, we accept him for who he is, as opposed to North America, in the U.S. especially, where I feel like everybody judges each other. There's always a competition to be better, one up the other person, and everybody gets very offended and upset by everybody, as opposed to just kind of getting along. And I think that reflects in the laid back culture. Like, people take things seriously in hockey here, like even from my neck of the woods up to the SHL. But there's just more of a more chill culture. Like, Swedish people are chill. That's why I like Swedish people so much.
Chill is good.
I honestly do worry, because we've talked about this before. Like, I've gotten multiple, I don't know if you want to say them death threats, but like career threats from guys in the Fed this year that are like, if you ever come to this league, I'm running you. I'm going to take out your knees. Like, that's the kind of shit where it's like, bro, like, have I not told you that before? No.
I think you have, but
yeah.
Yeah, like, that's intense.
Bro, like, you're making $125 a week. I understand you're competitive about that. Like, we're all people. You know what I mean? Like we all bleed red. We all, in theory, we're going to work every single day. We all exist. Like, why do we have to make life more difficult than it has to be? You know what I mean?
Well, I agree. There is a different world in the Fed. They're not very... It's not a very skilled league as a whole. You know, I'm sure there are some players in the league that have some good skill and whatnot, like little diamonds in the rough. But as a whole, it's not a very skilled, it's a very tough, rough league.
Yeah.
They have different mindsets. You know, it's kill or be killed. It's...
Absolutely.
And, like, the coast has some guys like that. It's a bit of that, but it's a mix. Like, there's some skilled players and stuff. Like, of course, there's a couple guys in each team that are kind of more of, like, a goon. But, yeah, down there, it's different. And I agree. I don't understand the mindset. It's, like, there's so much... I don't know if it's, like, a hatred or if it's just... lack of, like, understanding. They just want to, like, try to hurt, like, kill or be killed mindset. I don't know. But
do you think that, because this is the only thing that really comes to mind for me, like for me personally, I have come... Oh, my woman's trying to call me. She's gonna have to wait. I've come to peace personally with the fact that, like, my hockey career hasn't panned out the way that I wanted to. Like, I've, you know, like, I've had opportunities to play in the WHL. I pissed them away, and I honestly, I fucked them up. I had opportunities to be a successful starting goalie in junior A. I f***ed them up. Like, it is what it is. I'm trying to make the most of what I have today because I love the game. And this is 10 times better than working at Lowe's, you know, working at a pharmacy, making a couple extra bucks. Like, this is the greatest job in the world. You get to play a game for a living, dude. And whether you agree or disagree with the fact that Travis not a pro because he doesn't make money, he only gets expenses paid. Okay, whatever. The fact that I show up to the rink every day and it's my job and I love it, Pat shows up to the rink, like, this is the greatest thing on the planet to do. And when guys want to just, like, go out and, like, just wax each other in the boards, hey, it's great entertaining hockey and people in the cell love that. But, like, I would never threaten a guy's career. You know what I mean? Like, I would, yeah, the opposite. I like making friends. Like, there's something, and things have changed a lot for me since my junior days, but, like, I love making friends and making people feel good. Like, I like propping people up and just having a good feel-good moment. Like, you know, talking down to people and chirping people, yeah, making them feel like shit. That's not a good thing.
It's an outdated, it's an outdated mindset, I feel like. It's one of those things. If you're, like, an aware person and you're, you know, I don't know, like, you've lived and you've grown, you kind of have an understanding of, like, life a bit. You just kind of enjoy what you're doing. Like you just said, like, you're playing hockey, you're playing a game, you're loving it, you're enjoying it, and everyone else is too. So you kind of have the mindset, like, you're not going to go out of your way to try to, like, ruin their career or bring them down about it, because you're your mind's here and you're just living, you're enjoying it. But some of the guys don't think, a lot of the guys don't think that way.
But one thing that you should do is shave your bush. I'm going to be going home to see my family, to go see my woman. Not that my family's going to see my bush, but my woman will be seeing my bush in about less than 3 weeks. And I need to get rid of it. And I'm not going to use this attachment with my Manscaped lawnmower. I'm going to go right down to the wood. And you can too. The Manscaped lawnmower, skin safe technology. It is waterproof, as you can see right here. It's got a flashlight you can do in the dark. I was actually shaving in the dark the other day. I was just experimenting around.
Interesting.
It's not the best. Obviously, you want to have a little bit of lighting, but it was better than what I would have done without a flashlight, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
90 minutes of battery life, really easy. You want to trim the boys, you want to trim the schlong, you want to trim your beard, you want to trim whatever you got to trim, you got to take care of. The lawnmower is going to be great for doing that. You can look as good as Pat Shea. Keep in mind, he does. So actually, hold on. Before we carry on, somebody did comment that if Manscaped really works, we should make sure Pat shaves his arms for the next podcast. Do you think we can do that?
I'm not going to shave my arms, but...
Well, manscape your arms. Can we manscape it right down to the wood?
I trim this part. I can trim this part.
Forearms. Let's do the forearms.
Forearms stay.
Hold on. Let's make a deal, okay? If Pat shaves his forearms... Like the people have requested, like right down to the wood, and I'll be the judge, so he doesn't look like an ape. Everybody buys a lawnmower. Is that a deal? Can we make that happen?
Well, that's not. They're not going to follow up on their end. So
come on, I will personally show up at doorsteps, knock on doors, and say, hey, you know, did you buy a lawnmower? Come on, let's go. Did you use the promo code BIZKIT? It's BIZKIT, Tommy. It's BIZKIT. 20% off, free shipping.
If we get 50 people to show proof, I'll trim them.
20. We'll do 20.
20 people to show proof that after this podcast they bought it, I'll trim them.
So when you hear this podcast, I'm not shaving. If you have bought a lawnmower, I want you to show me a receipt, DM it to me. I need 20. And if we do, I am going to haze Pat Shea into shaving his forearms. We'd like to thank you as always. Manscaped, promo code BIZKIT, BIZKIT, 20% off, free shipping. Link in the video description on the video podcast or in the podcasting notes. Thanks to Manscaped as always for sponsoring the podcast. Speaking of the people, I've almost forgot we should do some viewers of the week.
Oh yeah, I had one that I was gonna do last week and I didn't get to do.
You want to go? You want to say it first?
Start with yours because I gotta find them.
Okay, as always, you're watching on the video version, Apple, Spotify. You want to be viewer of the week? Let me know. You can also leave a comment on the video version. I don't know why not many people have done that. Everybody wants to DM me. You can DM me. You can leave a comment. Dan North. He says, well, the boys call me dirty. I love hockey, and I love crushing Miller Lights in my free time. Dan North, your viewer of the week. We have Carson West because Kanye is his daddy. He said, Kanye West is my daddy. That's what he said.
Damn.
We have Callan, Krankovich. wondering, could I be viewer of the week? He said, I hold my penis whenever I listen to the podcast. I like it. It's a little bit extreme. This is what I had penciled in. And finally, we have Zach Givner. He discovered the podcast 2 months ago. Can't get enough. Now he's a full-time viewer of the podcast. So shout out to you, Zach. Shout out to everybody. You want to be viewer of the week? Send me a message. Don't send Pat a message because he still takes about 14 business days by courier pigeon to get back to you.
You're spreading lies, Travis. But I have a
fake news.
A viewer of the week. His name is Mikas Vekvanags, and he is a nice Latvian boy. He is 16 years old, and he asked, could he be viewer of the week? He's playing in Trav's old team, Flemingsberg Division 2, as a 16-year-old.
Mr. Shea, he was my viewer of the week last week.
No.
This is because you take 14 days to reply to DMs.
No, I go watch the tape back last week and I go, oh yes, I have one. And then you cut me off and never let me do it. I didn't listen to yours because I was waiting to do mine. What if I said it last week?
You did not say it last week. Folks in the comments section, I'd like you to please, on top of reminding Pat that we need to get his arms shaved so he doesn't look like an ape anymore and an orangutan, let us know. Pat did not reply. Even me. I will DM him proof.
I don't know if it's focusing.
Okay. We'll hope it's focusing. Just I'm letting you know. I will DM Pat funny shit. I will send him funny shit. And even I don't get a reply for about 5 business days. So if you're feeling alone, you feel a little bit singled out, it's not you. It's Pat. We're gonna move on. Past the viewers of the week as always.
Shout out to that kid. Double shout out to him.
Two-time viewer of the week. That's awesome. Shout out to
he's doing that well. Guy. He's doing well.
Yes, he's high on life. Want to give a quick little shout out to podcast alumni, my friend Callie Clay, my boy for Rogley. He got traded to the Ducks the other day. I don't want to say anything to get him in trouble, just in case anybody does listen to the podcast, but I'm very excited for him. Drafted 3rd round by Pittsburgh, unreal goalie. The dude has such a bright future and traded to the Ducks. I mean, California is a little bit nicer than Pennsylvania. I'm sorry, that's just a fact. And the Ducks colors, it's going to be a great set. A Swedish guy in California, are you kidding me? That dude's going to do unreal for himself. And I'm stoked for him. He's only 20 now, I guess. I think his birthday was just recently. But
Anaheim, yeah. A good city.
Orange County, yeah. Orange County's not bad. Oh. I think anywhere in California is pretty good.
Yeah, it's definitely a nice place to play if you can.
Yeah. Speaking of California, nice places, you want to talk about the Masvidal thing? You're going to break that down?
Yeah, I was just looking at photos of Anaheim. Damn. But speaking of the other coast, down in Miami the other night.
Last night.
Well, it was two nights ago, right?
No, it was last night.
Travis, I saw it yesterday after practice.
Sorry, carry on.
Anyways, whenever this pod drops, the other night, Jorge Masvidal jumped Colby Covington coming out of the club. Or not the club, sorry. Coming out of a restaurant after a nice dinner.
With the Nelk Boys too.
Well, yeah, he was with the Nelk Boys and Bob Menery. And I laugh at it because there's a video after of Colby getting kind of mad at Bob, and Bob's like apologizing, Bob Menery, and he's like, dude, like what? And he's like, how'd they know I was here? Because he's kind of thinking like, what did you, like, either did the Nelk Boys and Bob set me up, or obviously Bob just put Colby all over his story with locations. So he's like, how did they know I was here? And Bob's going, oh, I don't know. I don't know, man. You're all over the internet, you know, like this guy right here, he's filming you. Like that's, you know, people are doing that. Meanwhile, Bob had him all over his story with location. So obviously, you know, these are famous people, Bob and the Nelk Boys. Like obviously that's how Jorge found out where Colby was. Doesn't take.
And then jumped him. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's hard, man. What's your opinion? Do you condone what Jorge did? Cause I know you're a big Masvidal fan.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like starting that kind of shit. Like if, I mean, I guess it's different. Maybe I don't know. I wouldn't go out of my way to jump somebody in public. I would just let it go. If somebody did something, like let's say like they disrespected my woman or they wouldn't leave me alone. Okay. I guess I'm forced. Like I have no option but to like physically engage with you, but like I'm not going out of my way to show up at a restaurant and wait for you to come in, you know, like that's.
So yeah, So his reasoning, I don't know if you saw the clip of this. His reasoning was that Colby talked about his kids. So I saw a clip of the aftermath where people are kind of dragging Masvidal away. And he's like, don't fucking talk about my kids, man. Like he was pissed.
And I did see the clips of him saying he's a shit father. He's a shit husband. Your wife is hanging out with Colby. Me and his kids should be. Yeah. Yeah. You can't say that. Okay. I like to change my statement. It's okay what he did. I would have done the same thing if he did that.
Yeah, Colby said stuff, I think, I forget exactly his words, but he was talking about how, like, half his paycheck has to go to his wife because they're divorced or separated or whatever, yeah. And that he's like, pretty much, why don't you pay more attention to your kids because, like, you don't do that. Like, when's the last time you even saw your kids? He's pretty much saying to Masvidal. So it's not so much that he was taking a dig at his kids or more so that the type of father that Masvidal was, which is a low blow either way, but yeah, I wouldn't do that. I know for Colby, he's playing the role of the bad guy and wants people to hate him and try to sell the fight, and that's what he's committed to it. He has to live with the ramifications of it, I think.
I saw the video that you mentioned to me a couple weeks ago about him coming out of character and just being a really good guy for a fan. You know the video I'm talking about? Yeah. And then he asked him, he's like, dude, why don't you show the side of yourself more? He's like, they don't want to see that. That ain't going to sell shit. And he was right back to being a dink. Like, I couldn't live with myself doing that. Like, I have a very hard time, like, putting on an act like that. Like, I could never do that.
Yeah, no, I agree. But, like, if you've heard the story, I think I told it on the pod already. But about how he was threatened to be cut and then changed his whole character. And then they re-signed him because he started being the bad guy.
Yeah, because he went on the mic after the fight and said, Brazil, you're a dump. The guy who's a fighter is an absolute bum. All you guys suck. And then, boom.
And he almost got jumped by Werdum, who's a heavyweight Brazilian.
I didn't see that.
That was like right after, yeah. Look that up after.
Yeah.
I think whether you agree with it or not, Masvidal did have 5 minutes to do it in the octagon and lost. 25. Sorry, did I just say five? five rounds, I meant.
Did he say the kids and wife thing? Because he was saying some stuff before, but he said some really fucked up shit afterwards, I think, too.
Though. I'm not sure what he said after. I know he said that before. Masvidal, so I was reading an article. Masvidal put on a cove mask, the blue, like, medical mask, and a hood. Yeah. And when Colby walked out, he ran at him and punched him like suckers, hit him in the mouth and the eye. And Colby, like, separate. I don't know if they scrummed out or whatever after this, if they had a little whatever. Colby pushed away and saw, like, four, five other guys he didn't know, like, walking towards him and, like, got out of there, backed up. And that aftermath was, like, that video or whatever. And that's the extent of it, I guess, from my understanding and what I've researched. That's kind of scary. That's like hard. Like, you just see, he recognized him from his voice, but just the guy in a mask and a hood, like, you walk out of a restaurant, hits you. Like, that's hard.
They're going to have a second fight. There's going to be another fight. You can't not have another fight. Even Masvidal's lost three in a row and knocked out cold. You got to have a fourth fight after that.
But Colby dominated him.
Well, he just got jumped at a bar. Like, how do you not? How do you just leave it? You can't just leave that.
Yeah, no, I guess it does set up for another one. If they do want to do it, that is a promotion.
Like, we're talking about this on a, I know it is, we're a hockey podcast. We're talking about MMA and Masvidal jumping him at a restaurant. You not think real fight fans want to see that? Like, they have to have a part two. They can't not. Yeah.
Part of the, one of the funnier parts of it that I saw when I was searching on Twitter was, so Bob Menery tweeted out, let me get the exact quote so I don't say it wrong.
He is such a weasel, though. He's a funny guy, but he's a weasel.
Yeah, Bob Menery. Oh, yeah. I've heard, yeah. He goes, all I can say is I'm extremely disappointed in @GameBreadFighter as a professional fighter tonight. You let down a lot of people tonight, bro. Disappointed. So... Nate Diaz replies to his tweet and goes, "You're a big old pussy."
No, hold on.
You're a big old pussy, man. You're a big old pussy. He had like five S's. Dude, I was cracking up. I'm like, that's awesome.
Because you can picture Nate Diaz saying it that way too.
Yeah. You're a pussy, man. Like, Nate lives that life too, you know?
Yeah.
I think it just comes down to that. Like, Colby's doing it for a show. And Masvidal just lives differently than us. Like, he grew up in he was street fighting. If someone,
he's a gangster.
Yeah, no, legit. He took care of me. Like, the same thing happened with Leon Edwards. He was talking shit, and then Masvidal saw him backstage and just fucking hit him like three times.
Boom, boom,
like,
boom. The three piece combo and a soda gun glide on out of there.
Yeah, dude, he's different. He does life different than us. So
have you ever gotten a DM back from a real UFC fighter? I have. Like, the guy responded to my DM. Hold on. Not just one. He replied to like five or six of my DMs. Like, still, like, the recent ones. Although, I do have to follow up about his PR manager not responding to any of my emails, but getting him on the podcast. He probably saw, like, these guys only got like 1,000 views on their YouTube version. I got to email him again. I got to email him again.
That would podcast. Be unbelievable if we got Masvidal.
5 minutes. Give us five. First, I pitched 45 minutes. Give us 5 minutes of his time. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
If we had 5 minutes with Masvidal, I guess we'll have to wrap up soon. But you get 5 minutes with him on the podcast. What would you ask him? What would you say?
Dude, I don't even know. Just 5 minutes?
Let's say
I guess at this point, I would love to hear his perspective, like, of what happened with Colby.
Well, okay, I don't think he's going to come and talk about that. I think he just wants to talk about, like, life or something, because they're gifting us 5 minutes. We're not earning it. We're getting gifted it.
Damn.
Like, the Lord, whatever you believe in, whoever's up there said, Travon Pat, here you go. Here's 5 minutes of Jorge Masvidal's time. Do something with it.
Yeah, you would have to talk about something relevant. I don't know. I would definitely just say I would try to get him to say something about jumping Colby. It would be a marketable thing.
I don't even know. You'd have to take care of that, because I'd be starstruck. I'd be too starstruck.
Jorge.
I wouldn't fanboy over many people. He's one of the people that I would fanboy over in person.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. McGregor, I wouldn't. If we had McGregor, we never would. For 5 minutes, I would not fanboy. It would probably just be another interview. Masvidal.
What?
I'm serious.
What are you saying? There's no way in hell. that if you saw Conor McGregor, you would not fanboy. No way. I'm not buying that.
No, on our podcast. Dude, on our podcast.
He's the most famous fighter in the world.
He is, but I don't like him anymore.
It doesn't matter if you like him or not. Like, you won't even be able to control the starstruck. Like, you think about how many interviews and shit you've watched of that guy because of how popular and famous he is. You see him, if you speak to him, you'd be like, holy shit.
I turn the TV off on most of the interviews as of late, though.
He's real. Like, that would be that would be pretty crazy. Like, even seeing him, dude, even going to the fights and seeing him walk out is like, holy shit.
To pay for that. Here, I'll make you a deal. If, for whatever reason, we get a viral clip, we blow up, and we become the most popular podcast in the world, something happens where we can get McGregor on the podcast, I will butt-chuck a beer out of Pat's ass, and I will like that. I will do it. Somebody can quote me on that. I think that's everything we have that was of importance. We did all of our updates. The Manscaped, as always, thank you for sponsoring us and keeping us going. We got 5 more months of Manscaped. It's because of you, the viewer, you watching the podcast, listening in the car, at the gym, on YouTube. We thank you so much. Wildfires. Every single Sunday, we have a new episode. 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. in Winnipeg, 9 a.m. in Calgary, 8 a.m. in Vancouver, midnight in China, 6 p.m. in Finland. And we're excited to share the next one with you. Pat, do you have any final words before we cap off? Next week is our 1-year anniversary. We're also going to have a podcast vlog, a thank you vlog coming up later on in the week. Yeah. Maybe like on a Tuesday or a Thursday or something next week.
Yeah, thank you guys for watching in. Catch you next week. Make sure you tune into the vlog for a 1-year anniversary. And till then, be well. Have a nice week.